Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming 1,000th show in Salt Lake City on October 24th. If that got you excited, how about our upcoming 1,001st show in Salt Lake City on October 25th? And our show in Richmond, Virginia on November 14th. If you want more Wait Wait in your week, check out the Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker. It's just like this radio show, only now we can hear you. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lisa calling from Grafton, Massachusetts.
I know Grafton. How are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm glad. What do you do there in Grafton?
I am a part-time obstetric nurse and a full-time mom of two-year-old twins.
Oh, wow, two-year-old twins. So you gave birth, well, 2 years ago.
Two and a half.
As an obstetric nurse, how were you as a patient?
I think I was okay. I think I did all right.
You think you did okay? You didn't kibitz?
Not too much, even though I'm Jewish.
Yes, I know. Well, Lisa, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
I am.
All right, let's hear your first limerick.
I am laying my head in my lap, because that special room might be a trap. Admitting I'm tired might just get me fired. Our office has beds for a...
nap.
Yes, right. The offices of Mitsubishi in Japan now have 6 rooms dedicated for employee naps, complete with recliners, mood lighting, and an online sleep scheduling portal. Because nothing's more relaxing than knowing you have to fall asleep from exactly 3:07 to 3:23 in the afternoon. The nap rooms will also have, quote, pamphlets on efficient napping, with tips like read something boring to help you sleep, like this pamphlet. The nap pods are great for beating off midday fatigue. Oh. What? And, nothing builds office camaraderie like everyone drooling on the same bed.
I love how offices went from like, hey guys, we have ping pong and wiffle ball, to like, now we've got nap beds. You know, like the
well, people are always sleeping on the foosball table, so they just admitted what was that really
I miss the days when you slept, you know, in meetings.
Yeah.
That's where you're supposed to sleep.
Here is your next limerick.
Bill Gates now reflects with a pang. No salad days for our tech gang. This space age orange drink keeps me fed while I think. We'd go through whole bottles of...
Tang.
Tang, yes, very good. A new documentary on Bill Gates reveals that in the early days of Microsoft, he would often skip meals and instead subsist on powdered Tang. That's, you know, the old orange-flavored drink.
Oh, yeah.
Back in those days, Tang was the fastest food option because dial-up was so slow it took forever to order seamless. Gates, this is the kind of guy he was, wouldn't even mix the Tang with water.
What? Whoa.
He would just put the dry powder in the back of his hand and then lick it off between keystrokes because, quote, your body already has water in it. Gates licked Tang to get a sugar rush while coding. This finally explains why you turn off Windows by pressing the start button. All right, Lisa, here is your last limerick.
To remove excess fat from my thigh, I'll make sure that my eyes don't stay dry. A deep, snotty sob will be doing the job. I lose weight when I have a good...
cry.
Yes, indeed. Scientists claim now that... tears, genuine tears, can trigger weight loss. But here's the trick. They have to be actual emotional tears. So get on the despair master and work those triceps. Apparently, the hormones that the body releases during a really, really good cry apparently detoxify the body and increase your rate of burning fat. Which finally explains why Richard Simmons always had that weird warm-up. Now cry, now sob, remember your ex is getting married. Yes, feel that burn.
This is so exciting. This gives me more reason to keep watching This Is Us.
Yeah.
Also, if this was true, wouldn't we all currently be incredibly svelte?
That's true. Bill, how did Lisa do on our quiz?
It was a perfect call. Lisa, good job.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for playing, Lisa. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Big girls, they don't cry.